Foster, I say sternly. Look at me. Begrudgingly, or so it seems, he pauses and turns toward me.
What?
Nobody was hurt, right? I ask, and he nods. Then everything is okay. He glowers, running a hand through his shoulder-length russet hair.
But you were so excited to leave.
And I still am, I say with a smile. But today isn't Christmas. If we don't get to East Texas until tonight, then we don't. This is our family here, too. Let's go take care of them and do it with compassion, not as an inconvenience. He grabs my face with both hands.
I couldn't do this without you.
I know. My grin grows wider as I push up onto my toes. And you'll never have to. At least this will distract him from realizing that our daughter isn't around and not going to be. Now it's time to put on my alpha female hat and go help one of our families. Kate will understand.